enjoy the show.
Well, what's up? Man, I got a funny ass podcast for you today. You want me to tone it down? I'm sorry. I can't hear you over the sound of how fucking awesome I am. So yeah, I'm running for president. I officially made a bid. And y'all niggas are like, shut up. And I'm all like, fuck you, nigga. How about you say something and quit telling people to shut up? Because that's how we got ourselves in there. Fucking position in the first place. It's quite possibly the funniest shit you ever gonna hear in your motherfucking life that ain't come out of somebody else's mouth. Wait, what? I'ma shut up. Look, anyways, look. I told you, I'm running for president. Sheriff for president, what's up? That's what's up. Yo, man. Jim Mern is in trouble. Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. This equals big trouble in Little Chinatown, boy. Man, speaking of Chinatown, what you know about the basketball on the fucking rooftop that leads you to the party? That was like, that just seemed like a joke to me. Did that even really exist? I never saw the basketball on the rooftop, and I was always looking in the parking lot. But no, it was never there, so whatever. Hey, yo, speaking of a party, there's a new party in town, my dude. Meredith's party. That's right. That's what's up. It asked me what party I'm running under. I said, right in. I'm writing that shit in. There's a new party in town, dude. You wouldn't believe the list of parties that are available. I was like, what the shit is this? I didn't look through it. I was just looking for, where's Meredith's party? I wanted to be on there already. You know? So, yeah. There's a new party in town. You down? Are y'all down for this new party, dog? There's gonna be DJs. I'm stealing Calvin Harris from this motherfucking Jim Mern. I don't give a fuck. Rehab, nigga. Y'all niggas suck. What's up? Y'all niggas suck. For real, man. Y'all going to rehab and shit. And I'm not talking about the fucking the pool party. Nah, man, that pool party's cool. Leave them niggas alone. I'm talking about nigga. You going to rehab and shit, nigga. Other motherfuckers done learn fucking moderation. Your stupid ass going to rehab talking about like, I don't know how to control myself. And that's not a play on anybody. That's just a coincidence. And I'm telling you that's a coincidence because it was. It wasn't one of those, there's no coincidences in life. You just kind of helped inspire that fucking, that was funny. You know who you are. Anyways, so. Fake news and the Antichrist. What the fuck is that? What you mean fake news and the Antichrist? Man, I've been up all night working. That's what that's about. I've been working against the goddamn Antichrist. Why do I say that? Because, nigga, they all anti-Yeshua in this motherfucker. Trying to bury me and shit. Fuck you, nigga. I'm gonna bury you with a dick of truth, nigga. Put it in your mouth and bust at your tooth, nigga. But we gonna get into that. Right? So fake news and the Antichrist. The Antichrist is funding it. They all funding it. Who's the Antichrist? Fucking Jim Mern. If he ain't the Antichrist, I don't know who the fuck is. He sure as fuck ain't the father of lies. That shit don't exist, nigga. A dumb motherfucker with money does, though. Hey, that really exists. Okay. All right. So, why do they attack Trump so bad, though? Well, because he's anti-sex trafficking. You know, they're anti-Christ. And he's all like, you know what? I believe in the Son of God, the Son of Man. Why not? And what happens whenever you believe in the Son of Man? My nigga, you get attacked out the fucking ass, dude. See, that's what been pissing me off, you know? Because Fake News Network is so bad, right? But damn, are they so good at fucking passing off a lie. Like, sometimes they're not good, you know? But man, every now and then, they'll get you somehow. They'll sneak up into Fox News. Man, I'm telling you, bro. Woo! Excuse this, man, because this is what work sounds and looks like on a mic. Behind closed doors. Motherfuckers is yawning. I'm sorry, did you want me to turn the cussing down? Turn this podcast the fuck off. This is my podcast, my house, my rules. you don't like how fuck, I'm not gonna water myself down for some nigga or bitch nigga who can't handle me at 100%. Like, you know. I don't care who it is. I don't care who that fucking message is coming from. Because, like, you know, I'ma cuss how the fuck I want. Nigga, this is my podcast. You think me running for president is gonna embarrass me for saying what the fuck I wanna say? Hell no, nigga. You guilty, dog. You guilty. Now, let's see. Whenever I'm on the podium and or I'm in a news thing, yeah, I'll explain every bit of this. And guess what? Everybody's gonna love this shit. You can deceptive edit it all you want. You can wipe your ass with the truth. I don't care. They don't care. Nobody cares anymore, dude. You have our give a damn is fucking busted. You done took our give a damn and you stomped all over the shit, right? Like, you didn't stomp all over the shit. You jumped up and down on it like it was a fucking mud puddle, right? And you're just throwing a tantrum. You're a baby throwing a tantrum, but you can stand, right? You're like a toddler, right? And he's standing, you're throwing a tantrum, and he's stomping in your fucking mud puddle. But you know what, dude? We got umbrellas. You know what, dude? We got everything that you ain't got. Oh, I'm sorry. Do you got China? Watch me snake that right out from underneath you, you stupid prick. China fucking loves me. They may not like what I say. They may not want the truth getting out there. But when it comes down to it, the motherfuckers love me. Change my mind. What? You think they're gonna fucking do something crazy? Do something crazy then, bitch. I don't give a fuck, man. I'm fucking amped. You think this is what somebody sounds like when they're pissed off? No. No. All the text messages that I sent to niggas? No. All the fucking tweets I ever sent? No. That's not anger. That's called frustration, you dumb bitch. Let me tell you something, bruh. Let me tell you something. I'm gonna call you whatever the fuck I wanna call you on this podcast, because as far as I understand, you a dumb bitch. Why? Why are you dumb for one? Well, you think that you're gonna get away with this for the rest of your fucking lives. Hell no. Do you know how many motherfuckers wanna shoot you right now? Like, straight up. They went to war, they're a veteran, and they want the pink mist. And so, well, what is fake news fucking good at? Pitting me against Trump? It makes me fucking miserable. It makes all of us miserable, right? But that's their thing. They like making us miserable. So you know what? Don't give that nigga the satisfaction. Ever. You know? Fuck that. You know, I don't want no hate. I don't want no tension against Trump just because I'm fucking running against him. No. That's asinine, dude. So you're gonna tell me I voted for the guy. I campaigned for the guy. I helped him and volunteered for him throughout this whole time, right? And then you expect me to have bad blood just because I'm running against somebody. Dude, I don't have bad blood against anybody. Now, whenever I'm playing a blame game, that's different. See, what y'all got me to do is to play the blame game with Trump. See, now that's bullshit, dude. That's absolute bullshit. See, what you're doing is extorting him for money. You find out where the money went, and then you go and snake it all up. Oh, great, it went to the Department of Defense. Let's see how we can fucking corrupt that one. Good luck, you cowards. Shit. The military? Dude, the military is already goddamn tired of your corruption. And we've already busted the shit once, twice, three times a fucking lady. So what's up? I'm fucking murdering like he's a goddamn pussy. Because he is. He a fucking pussy. He blocked me on fucking Instagram. What a fucking pussy. I ain't even messaged that fool. And that bitch fucking wants to block me on Instagram. Get the fuck real, you bitch made nigga. Fuck you, man. I almost let the N-E-R-N-I-G-G-R fly. Dude, I'm not even trying to stoop to your level right now, man. But like, that's how hateful I fucking feel right now, you know? Like, I'm just gonna go ahead and bask in my hatefulness, right? Cause I like, right now, look, this is a hate speech. I'm hateful, right? So why not play the part? I'm gonna play like I'm hateful, nigga. Hey, you know what, nigga? Fuck you, nigga. I'll kick your motherfucking ass, dude. You're so stupid. Y'all are dumb, bro. That's what they want out of me, y'all. They want me to be like, you know what, man? I'll slit your fucking throat. They want me to be like, you know what, nigga? I'll tie your stupid ass to a fucking chair like you do sex trafficking victims. I'll fucking put a hot iron on a motherfucking stove. I'll fucking let that shit get all hot, nigga. And then guess where that shit is going? Up your ass. That's right, nigga. Because they got a hole in the bottom of that chair that I'm strapping you to. And it's specially made for your big, dumb fucking asshole. It's going straight up your asshole. Hey, you think there's anger behind this shit? Man, you must not understand frustration, right? Everybody's like, ah, oh, you're so angry. Ah, oh, this, ah, oh, that. I don't care anymore, dude. This is fun. This is so fucking fun. Like, this is what I do. I grab a mic and I'm like, yo, yeah. I mean, dude, the fucking screams and growlings and shit can go on for fucking ever. I could do this all day long, dude. All day long. I'm pretty sure you remember the Red Hawk Saloon where I'm fucking karaokeing and carrying on. Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. You know, y'all pitting me against Trump and trying to get me to hate him and all this shit and had tension, which caused tension between us. Man, you know how this makes me feel, dude? This makes me feel, like, bad for you. Like, how good does that feel to hear me say that? This makes me feel bad for you. Because you are into some shit. I'm telling you what. I am telling you, dude. You have no idea what the fuck is about to happen to you. You think you bought everybody off? Bullshit. You haven't bought me off. I'll personally hand deliver you to fucking ICE, dog. I'll fucking hand deliver you to wherever the fuck I gotta take you. I'll hand deliver you to hell. What's up? I don't care. Try to run, dude. Did you forget I'm unofficially sheriff of Las Vegas? Shit. Just wait till I'm on a campaign trail. Huh. You ain't about to do shit. You ain't about to do shit. You think anything's gonna stop me that you're gonna do? Bullshit. Bullshit. Throw some money at me. Use some more disposable money at me. Y'all done wasted all this shit. Y'all got me in the car wrecks. Y'all got me in the car wrecks. And y'all got me in the car wrecks. Y'all got me in the car wrecks. And I mean, like, the list goes on. It's all car wrecks. Like, what? What? You had people show up here that wanted to kill me. And you know what they did? They were so sad on killing me. I'm looking at them. They're hitmen. I know what a fucking hitman looks like. I was trained to be one. Are you fucking kidding me? My dad was a motherfucker. My dad trained an assassin. And you're seriously gonna fuck with me? Ha! You know, I'm not even after y'all motherfucking pawns. Are y'all motherfuckers working for this nigga? Y'all are stupid. See, but Harry Reid, though, Harry Reid is a rook. This nigga been in politics for this long, and he's making this many mistakes. Rook mistakes. So stupid, bruh. So stupid. Y'all pit me against Trump. Y'all are so stupid. So stupid. You know, I asked for Tom Fitton to look into this shit with the whole fucking Jim Murren being in the White House. I don't believe it, bro. Trump has maintained his innocence for like the whole time. He said he's innocent this whole fucking time. It's fucking sad, dude. That's sad. Y'all keep pitting me against Trump. Y'all keep pitting anybody who will listen against Trump. And that's bullshit. I'm not allowing that shit no more, dude. Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. Let me find out where the fuck you at. I'll give you a piece of my mind, nigga. And guess what you gonna do? Nothing. Nothing. You is so dumb. I'll tell you like that, dude. What's his name? You is so dumb. You ain't got to run. We gon' find you. We gon' find you. He's crawling in your windows. He's snatching your peoples up. We gon' find you. We gon' find you. You left your ID, nigga. We gon' find you. We gon' find you. We gon' find you. What you in? Where you at? What are you doing? What it do? What it is? What it be like? Who are you?
Who are you?
Hey, 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 hey. What? 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 Yeah, you, and you. Now shut up. I got a story for you. Now listen here. Jim Murren, well, he's a motherfucking queer. What am I talking about? Yeah, that nigga's weird. Why am I even calling him a nigga? Get the fuck out of here. Jim Murren ain't shit. He's just a bitch. And this motherfucker can catch 500 stitches. I slow it down. Because I'm fucking tired and I don't feel like rapping now. I don't even feel like being on this motherfucking podcast. Do you know how much I would like to lay and just rest my ass? Shit. But I ain't like that. Because Sylvester Stallone done said, hey, don't be like that. You remember Rambo, dog? Well, yeah, that was me. I wrote that shit. Look at me, I'm an OG. I'm all up in this motherfucking shit, like what? Whenever I said I wrote that, bitch, I'm talking about Rocky 2 and 1 and all that shit. So what? If that's what you're saying, so what? Oh, I didn't get to finish my story. Let me tell you, nigga, I fell off like a morning glory. But then I got back up, motherfucker, cause I'm Oasis. And I'm all up in you, man, and I spit in your faces. Cause I'm straight up venom like a motherfucking spider, dog. Yeah, the one that's up inside her, dog. You think you a fucking talent, nigga? I'll fucking stab your ass with the motherfucking truth, yeah? And it'll cut like glass. Next thing you know, you fucking leaking, bitch. Yeah, that's right. You fucking leaking, bitch. I can't think of nothing that rhymes with fucking leaking, bitch. That's alright. Cause you still fucking leaking, bitch. You leaking like a sieve. You leaking like a sieve. Look at you, bitch. Look at you, bitch. You leaking like a sieve. You leaking like a sieve. You leaking like a sieve. A heart of a prophecy, man. This must be it. Cause I can't stop rapping, even though I don't wanna be here like this. I'm trying to lay down, man. I done been up way too long for this shit. I feel like fucking Damon John sleeping on the couch. And his daughter comes out and she got toys busted out. Next thing you know, the TV getting turned on. Because guess what, Damon John? You shouldn't have fell asleep on this motherfucking couch. You should have came to bed with me, bitch. Is that what your wife said, man? Uh-oh, am I a snitch? I'm sorry, dude. I done told the whole fucking world. Why your little daughter, who's a little ass girl, came into the fucking living room and your baby mama turned the TV on and now there's bubble guppies on. And you're like, what the fuck? What kind of shit is this on? Are y'all on some shit? Like, what kind of shit is y'all on? Cause I mean, like, I'm trying to sleep here. Don't you know that, like, I was up for like 3 years and I'm trying to get all this shit done. But you know what? I'm still not done rapping about a Damon John. Cause I love that motherfucker, man. That motherfucker is the shit. And if he betrayed me, man, I'll suck your fucking dick. Cause I don't fucking believe it, dog. Hell, I'll even fucking pay up. Why don't you bust it out, nigga? Let me see what you're working with, huh? Cause I don't think your dick big enough to fit in this big ass mouth, nigga. You could try to take that dick and go south. Nah. Cause I'm in this motherfucker to win this, and your dick ain't going in this. Hell nah, bitch. You trying to be an antichrist and a fake news? Well, look at this shit. I got fucking like, I don't know what, 6 inches of this shit? But I look at the ruler funny, and I push it back a little bit. Cause like, 5.5 just ain't enough, dude. And it's looking pathetic whenever other niggas said they rough, dude. And I'm all like, well, you know what? I'm rough around the edges too. But at least my dick ain't curved just like you. Cause you ain't straight, nigga. You a broken fucking arrow. You faggot as fuck, nigga. And your name is Murren. Oh, where, ho? Up in Harry Reid's ass. All up between his cheeks, man. Oh yeah, broke like glass. I just shattered his fucking ass. And your image of him. And I'm gonna stop rapping because I ain't trying to talk about them. Like, what the fuck? They ain't worth this shit. Why the fuck I been rapping on this shit for like 20 minutes and shit? Like, how long has this been? How many songs have I fucking rapped through? Is it just this one? Or does it feel like 20 million songs to you? Because I just don't stop, dude. None of this is fucking rehearsed. I just keep on coming. I'ma rap until I'm in a fucking hearse, dog. I don't care, dude. I'll find a fucking rhyming song like that. And I'll make it rhyme all the way from beginning to end just like that. Cause I don't give a fuck, dude. I might stumble once or twice. But hey, who fucking is playing naughty? Who's playing nice? That's what I'm talking about, nigga. Who wants to go to prison? Because I don't. And I've been fucking falling victim to all these lies and shit. I gotta get on beat with it. Am I happy? Hell nah, dog. I'm frustrated. Hell nah, dog. I'm frustrated. I ain't stressed. I ain't tripping out. I'm just frustrated. Are you happy now? Well, shit, I'm gonna answer that question for you and say that I'm happy. I ain't worried about you, nigga. You going to fucking jail, dude. And I think I'm calming down and we can resume as well. Prude. I don't know. What the fuck you want to talk about? I got this list of shit here. But now I'm fucking feeling queer because I just want to keep rapping all the time here. Man, this beast just keeps me fucking going. Why, dog? Because, hell, I be fucking knowing how to make these beats, and I make them quick. It's high speed, nigga. Look at this shit. I'm doing fucking 700 million miles an hour, motherfucker. Isn't that light year per hour? Like, damn. What the fuck, man? Traveling light year per hour. Did you hear me, motherfucker, or do you need to take a shower? Because you stink from here, man. I smell you. Yeah, I'm talking about... Oh, well, dude. You thought I was gonna finish that and call you out by your motherfucking name? Nah, bro. That ain't the motherfucking same. Nope. You don't deserve the fame. Bro. Not in the least bit. You heard me, man? So anyways, let's get back to this shit. Let's see if I can rap about these topics that I'm writing on it. Okay. Let's talk about how this makes me feel. Yeah, well, I think about I rapped about that. Fuck it. I done stumbled on my fucking words. So now we're gonna move on and talk about this girl that I heard. Wrote this motherfucking book. What's her name, dude? Ivanka Trump. Look. She's fucking badass, dude. Don't fucking make me dispel your fucking rumors. Cause you know what? Fuck a fucking tumor. Y'all motherfuckers like cancer, and I ain't about that shit. I had to stop just for a second so I could just make sure I don't mispronounce it. See, I just mispronounced it on purpose, I feel. I done dropped my motherfucking mouse, for real, dude. Now I gotta enter my password. Dude, what's the deal? Like, okay, let's talk about how Ivanka Trump has inspired me. Well, dude, I picked up the book and now it's inside me. What book is that? I'm talking about a Trump card, man. Are your ears fucking fat? Can you not hear all that? Or are they just full of dick and earwax, man? What? You ain't heard of that? And you think I'm fucking rude and you think I'm fucking stupid, but you know what, dude? I'm gonna keep on fucking doing it. You think I'm fucking angry. You think I'm fucking hangry, but you know what, nigga? I stay fed and I don't even know where to take that shit. What's rhymes with angry? And hangry. I don't even know. Like, fuck it. Let's move on, ho. Alright, look. You know, I'm totally tired of fucking people pitting me against the Trumps. I'm gonna come back to that, nigga, cause, you know, y'all fucking pit me against my own girlfriend and shit. And I don't even know who she is. Like, what the fuck, man? This is bullshit. Did Murray send you to do this shit? How much did he pay you? Cause it was a waste of money, dude. Because I'm gonna slay you with the fucking truth. And because I just come through, you know? Hey, you need to fucking confess to me, not me confess to you. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm Yeshua. And what are you? You a yes man, huh? Okay, cool. I cannot believe that I'm still fucking freestyling. And I just got on this fucking beat like I've been wildin'. And I slow it down on time. Man, it's so good it's a crime. Like Fake News Network, man. But they do it so good. So good. I'm all like, you know what? Maybe I could go to the dispensary and smoke another blunt. Like what? And then still be president. Talking about, you know what, dude? Yeah, fucking right, I hit the bong. So did you. Oh, you didn't? Well, boo-hoo. Well, you know what? Maybe you should too. Because you deserve a break. And so does Donald Trump, man. He ain't no snake. Y'all fucking make him out to be this big bad fucking terrorist. But you know who the terrorist is? It's you and your queerest, you know? This shit has got like, I don't even want to rap no more, dude. I'm shitting all over you so much, it's pathetic. Not on my part. No, it's pathetic that I even have to do this shit. It's pathetic because I have put you through a slew of shit. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Trump. I'm talking to you, Lacey. Yeah, nigga, what? You know, Master P, dude, I can't figure you out. I know you're an entrepreneur, but what about this now? Why are you behind a girl that I fucking think I'm loving and shit? Because I still ain't heard from her, and I still ain't met her and shit. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Why am I fucking rapping on this shit? Why? Why, man? Because, you know why? Because it's fun, bro. It's fun. But still, Master P, dude, I'm trying to figure you out, man. I just can't figure out what your motivation is now. Is it the money? It's got to be the money, right? Please don't let me find out you trafficking shit. Because, man, I think you're the fucking shit. I might give you a hard time, but ask Trump. That's just my shit, dude. This is what I do. I talk shit to people like you. You know why? Because I fucking love y'all bitches. Yeah. Make them say, Make them say, ah. And I'm sorry for calling y'all bitches, but shit, you can punch me in the eye. I don't give a fuck, man. I'm a motherfucking boxer in this bitch. I done told you, bro. Come take a fucking fist to me and shit. I don't give a fuck. Take off the goddamn gloves. Conor McGregor, you can come get some love. Hell, I'll give you a bear hug all the way down to the fucking death. You don't want to fight me? Well then, I'll save my fucking breath. I don't care about a motherfucking Dana White and shit. Because all y'all niggas was manipulated by Murray and shit. And fucking George Soros shit. I think that everybody's fucking probably tired of that shit too, you know? But let me tell you something, bro. I ain't out for you. I'm really not. I'm really, really, really not, dude. Because everybody has intimidated you. Whenever I say everybody, I'm just talking about Jim Murray, dude. And whoever he's giving the fucking pocket purse to. Dana White, man, I ain't mad at you. Shit, if I was in your position, would I have done what you did? Maybe not, but then again, here I am looking like a kid, thinking like, I'm the perfect guy, but I don't have as much money as you, do I? Nope, I don't own the UFC. I don't fucking know the Fatitas, man. Do they know me? Because I've been to your house, man. I deliver Postmates and shit. And your kids, yeah, they was the shit. But I heard from my nigga Tony that you was cheating on your bitch. And I'm all like, man, goddamn, what a piece of shit. You fucking ringside girls, man. What's up with it, dude? You got this badass chick home, and don't she love you? I will hope so, man, because you're cool, you know? And I don't want to think bad about you, dude, but I will if I really got to. Uh-oh, here comes the Bonanza Brothers crew. And they laughing at your bitch ass, man. And they wondering why I haven't smacked your bitch ass, man. But, oh yeah. Bitch, man. Well, oh, I think I'm gonna go. And I'm gonna fucking end up in Vegas, yo. And I can't believe I'm even going back after y'all smacked the taste of my mouth. It made me feel like that.
Like, you know,
shit. I can't even believe... You know. What? Huh? And see, I'm talking over my... See, I must not want to rap. Like, I left all this shit now. It's like that. So, I'm all like, huh? What do I do, man? Okay, you're gonna laugh at me like I'm a skunk? Well, all right, then. I'll take my shit up out the trunk. I'm a pop trunk wave, you know what I'm saying? Hey, babe, babe. Ha, ha, motherfucker shit. Can you hear the pain in my voice and shit? It's definitely not anger. That ain't it. That ain't it. That ain't it. Nope. 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 Because I get my stress out. And I'm not even going to say how. Shit. This is my beat, nigga. You know, we're almost out of things to talk about right now. I'm running for fucking president, dude. Can you believe that shit? I can. Like, I can't, but I can. You know? I can, nigga. Fuck. Hey, you ever had a nigga fucking text you from a weird number and then you found out it was a fake number? Or like, you don't care so you don't find out? People are weird, man. But hey, I be schooling people like every fucking day. Aw, shit, man. I didn't even mean to rap again. Oh, Lord, here you go again. Well, I might really have to go to the dispensary, man. Because I want to smoke so bad that it's getting to me, man. But, you know, I fucking smoke weed, and then next thing you know, it straight up fucking depresses me. But that's probably because whenever I'm smoking too much. It's been a few days, bro, and weed I ain't touched. I haven't hit the bong. I haven't even scraped that bitch. So, you know what? On myself, I just snitched. Because I wasn't supposed to tell you that I quit. But you know what? Hey, I fucking did it. But now I don't know if I want to go running back. I'm tired, so fuck all that. I might just go to bed in this bitch, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't understand this shit. But I gotta cover something for fucking sure, right? And it's gotta be like, who's gonna be my first wife? And I'm talking about a real fucking marriage, not a common law. Because we know that ain't marriage. That's just a bunch of bullshit, right? It's just like, baby in a carriage and that's it. Because you don't get no fucking... type of benefits. The only thing you get is a shaft with that shit. If y'all got kids together and that bitch wants to be a bitch, well, guess what? She's taking your fucking kids and she's throwing you in jail, and you'd be lucky if you don't end up in that well. Man, they all poisoned in the well. That's all fucked up, man. Y'all ready to fucking destroy a relationship and get up in somebody's ear and talk some shit. Man, that's so fucked up. Why y'all behind closed doors? I got my face in you. Why you talking shit for? Like, I'm here, dude. I ain't going nowhere. What the fuck, man? Why y'all so fucking scared? Y'all can talk shit to my face. Are y'all scared to get punched? Are y'all scared that I'm gonna do like that dude in Australia whenever he knocked that kid out for putting his lunch over his motherfucking head? They're getting called Egg Boy now. Like, what the fuck? It's the Egg Boy situation. Egg Boy here. He's smart like an egg. He an egghead, dog. He an egghead, dog. He an egghead, dog. And he's eggheading, y'all. What? That's what CNN is talking about. Fake news network. Yeah, I said fake news network and not commie news network. Even though it should have been commie news network, shit. Because it's CNN. But you know what? It's FNN in this bitch. It's straight up fake news network, man. And I'm gonna fucking go Ovechkin in this bitch. Yeah, I'm a trick shot on this bitch. Yep, that's right, that's right, that's right, that's right. Because my trick shot is like, I'm like, not white. I don't even, where am I going with this shit? What am I talking about, dude? What the fuck, man? If I fucking let out an ER, I'm screwed. Because I ain't black enough for that. Like, I do it on a podcast, nigga. But you can kiss my ass. Like, whatever, like, kiss me. I think I'm Irish. I'm Dublin. Like, I don't know. I don't celebrate any fucking holiday, man. The only holiday that I really like to celebrate, well, that's Veterans Day, man. And don't hate. Because you didn't have to earn that holiday. You know? I didn't have to earn that holiday. But you know what? A lot of people did. So, that's the only holiday I celebrate all year. Christmas, you could have it. St. Patrick's Day, you can have it. All these fucking days, you can just fucking have it. I don't care, bro. I don't care what it stands for. I'm not about it. You know why? Because in America, I don't hear those stories stemming from here, do I? Nope. Especially like Christmas. What the fuck is that all about? It's like really weird to me now. It's like, because Jesus doesn't exist, so how could that be his birthday? You fucking flashing a cow. I'm just struggling for shit to say at this point, dude, because I'm so tired of you. No, really, dude, I'm tired too. And I don't know why I said I'm fucking tired of you, because I don't know who I'm talking about at this point. I'm so fucking tired. My eyes are closed, but my jaw's steadily fucking wired on this fucking mic. It ain't going nowhere. Yeah, that's right. It ain't getting the fuck out of here, bro. You could be queer, you could be weird. You could be Jim Murren, or you could be scared like Harry Reid and Hillary and all them stupid bitches. Cause guess what? This support system is like fucking stitches. Stitching y'all up, cause y'all leaking, dog. Y'all leaking. That's what's up. That's my cue, bro. It's time to talk about why me for president. Well, first thing I'm doing is bringing back In Living Color, man. Fuck y'all. If I don't have In Living Color, dude, I'm gonna go crazy. I can watch the old episodes and shit. That's cool. I wanna see something new, dude. I wanna see something new, man. Well, I do wanna go to down memory lane. I done fell off. But I was talking about memory lane too. Not part one, but I'm talking about the second part. So maybe I should make a new beat, man. I should probably start. Yeah, I'm feeling kind of inspired. But I'm running out of voice here, man, because I'm so motherfucking tired. Did John Gang, did he fucking retire? Or did he really die in office, man? What's the newswire? Hey, speaking of newswire, I got blocked by people on Insta-fucking-gram. I got blocked by people on Facebook too, as spam. Like, they done reported all my shit as some bullshit because they was falling in love with this stupid fucking bitch. But I'm not even gonna try and call it a stupid fucking bitch. Like, I'm just tired and I'm tired of her shit. But I still love her, dog. Don't even fucking discredit it. I don't know her and she don't know me and shit. But I somehow get the feeling that I'm not imagining shit and I ain't got no fucking ceiling. And I'll take what I want and she can think she's getting what she wants, but you know what? I'm the one. I'm the king. I'm the man. And that's what's up. Man, why me for president, dude? God, I'm so tired to do this for you. You see what I'm talking about, dude? But you know, I'm gonna do it for you. Hey, actually, I think I'm gonna lay it down while we're doing this podcast. That's what's up. I feel like laying it down while we're doing this podcast. I'm gonna take this chair. I'm gonna lean it back right here. But I gotta get it comfortable before I can, you know, do that there. I gotta, like, lay back the fucking chair. So, like, I gotta give myself a little bit of room here. Damn, you're gonna have to excuse me, but excuse me, ma'am. That was some good fucking shit. Oh, yeah, I feel a lot better for that shit. Damn, why me for president, dude? Why me, man? Because, dude, I'm not giving up. Are you giving up? Yeah. Man, I ain't never gave up on shit. Nope. Not even quit. But I make you think that I do it. But I really don't do that shit. You can ask my brother, my mom, and my sister, my mother. And all those work, because those all exist. But you, you're a little bitch. Especially if your name is Mern and Soros. But the son is the one that who I'm talking shit to. You? Nah, not you. I'm talking about Alexander Soros. Or Alexander Sore-ass. I'm so tired. I'm going to have a stop on this one. Hey, man. Y'all want Trump tax returns? I want a Trump tax break. I want a break from that shit, dude. I want Trump to catch a break, dude. That's why I need to be in the Oval Office. Man, I said I was gonna stop this podcast, didn't I? And now I'm scratching my balls and I'm relaxing, ain't I? Oh, man. I'm so lean back right now. Yeah, so let's go ahead and end this shit, because I ain't got nothing more to say in this bitch. So I'm gonna end it by playing some audio that I sent to all these people as soon as I said, hey, you know what, I'm running for president. All right, here we go. You sent a voice message. First, let's back this up. I said, did you see your friendly neighborhood ginger man is running for president? Let's give Trump a goddamn break. He gave me a break. He deserves one. This shit is getting retarded. I'll kick their ass with what I say. And some people false flag it up, hoping for the guns. But in the end, they end up getting bullets instead. I make it too easy for my opponents. Looks like a wonderful patsy to me over in the Netherlands. Dude, they're so predictable. Wanna know why? I just hardly posted how bad Turkey is getting. And now they're saying, oh, the New Zealand shooter is from Turkey. I'm like, yep, patsy for sure. ACAPnews.com/, but just look for the lazy developer article. It's the guy eating the Cheetos playing Nintendo Wii. You know, Laura Loomer, just because she says things that aren't true doesn't mean she doesn't have a right to say what she wants. She's another one who got canned, just like Judge Jeanine, because of what I said. I'm livid. Ingraham, I'm sure she was forced to do stupid shit just to piss me off too. I'm so sorry, y'all. I'm on the warpath with Garbage America. This is too much. Talent for U.S. President, SheriffX.com. So here we go.
I'm sorry, I'm a little delirious right now, just a little bit. I'm all fucking night. And now all day. I'm on a fucking mission. I'm gonna do this shit. Who's coming with me, Kaya? Who's coming with me? Kaya. Thank you, Kaya.
And y'all leave Kaya alone, bitches. Fuck stupid asses.
I'm gonna change the fucking entertainment industry whether motherfuckers like it or not. I don't care, man. I'm tired of the bullshit. Wait till the world hears, like, all this fucking crazy rap I do and all this crazy metal and all this fucking acoustic shit I do, and then they're like, how come we've never heard of this guy before and, like, all of a sudden he's running for president? And then I'm all like, well, you can blame Hollywood, Las Vegas, MGM, blah, 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 you know what I mean? I could just go on and on and on and on and on about the ways I have been buried in bullshit. Fucking garbage. We've all been fucked over and it's fucked up. I love you and everybody else too goddamn much, especially my fucking self, to let this keep happening. We all know this is bullshit. Well, not all of us. The people who, like, keep doing it, they don't think it's bullshit. They think it's cool, they think it's fun, they think it's hip. It's the fucking bee's knees. It's the goddamn cat me out of these pieces of shit. I'm tired of it, and I know you're tired of it. Everybody is fucking tired of the fucking bullshit. And guess what? Everybody's gonna get paid. I'm so tired of not getting paid. Everybody does all this amazing work, and half the world isn't getting fucking paid for the shit that they're putting in. And it's bullshit. Everybody knows it. Like, that's my new motto. Hey, who's tired of being fucked over? Like, that's my slogan. That's my campaign slogan. Are you tired of being fucked over? Me too! Support Talon for president.
Yeah, is that better?
Fucking Men in Black. Will Smith got me fucking on one today. On one. Oh, yeah. Will Smith got me on one today. Yeah. Okay? And he done been... That nigga been fucked over too much, too. Everybody's been fucked over. This is stupid. I lied. One last thing. If I didn't make it clear enough, I'm not after you. I'm not after the fucking the pawns. You know what I'm saying? On the chessboard, I'm not after all the fucking pawns. I'm after the goddamn rook. I'm after the goddamn bishop. I'm after the goddamn queen and the goddamn king. And we all know who all these motherfuckers are, right? We all know who they are. I may have pointed a finger at you, dude, but you know what? You're going to learn. Everybody is going to fucking learn. We're all going to be retrained. This is all bullshit. I didn't become a fucking life coach to sit by and fucking let Murren fuck me in the ass. Hell no. I'm the one doing the fucking. And Murren is a fucking pussy. That nigga getting fucked like a pussy. What's up, dude? I'm a dick right now. What's up? I'm killing that nigga. I'm killing that shit. What's up? I be killing that nigga. I'm fuck that nigga like a pussy. I don't care who knows it. Jim Murren getting fucked like a pussy. You ain't heard? That's the word. Turd. It ain't the bird. That ain't the word. Nah, nigga. Nah. Just in case you ain't know, Jim Murren getting fucked like a pussy. I'ma fuck you like a pussy, bitch. Get ready, yo. Fuck. Here I come, boy. Bend over. You got the lube? Too bad. You getting fucked like a pussy. Jim Murren and Harry Reid getting fucked like a pussy, nigga. A pussy, dude. Nigga, I be fucking texting everybody this shit. Get fucked like a pussy, nigga. I text Jim Murren, said, nigga, you getting fucked like a pussy. Just like this, nigga. I told him just like this. That's what's up. That nigga getting $250 million. That nigga better donate. We gonna get fucked like a pussy, dude. Fuck that shit. I got a ball head.
I just pulled a neck muscle on laughing at that one. I also fell asleep while recording this. I would have had this out earlier, but I've been up for like a day and a half before that. you know, with the excitement of running for president and everything, I couldn't sleep. You know, I was on a mission. I got to spread the word. I'm not just going to file the paperwork and then hope for the best. That's asinine, nigga. That shit is retarded. So, you know, got to do what I got to do. And I come to swing and bang, man. That's my thing. And if y'all ain't from Houston, man, then it's the same old thing, you know? Shit, y'all can't get up in, man. Y'all don't know what I'm in, man. Y'all don't know what this is, man. Shit. And that's what it be like. Hey, hey, that's what it do. Everybody asking, like, well, who is you? And I'm all like, dude, I'm that Puma, dude. It's my middle name. What you know about you? Forget about me. I'm trying to figure you out and what your problem is and what this presidency is all about. So, am I going to have to be a fucking Freemasonic bitch? Uh-uh, nigga. I'm going to give you six stitch. I'm talking about, like, them six strings of this shit. And I'm talking about, like, you know, all that shit. And I'm going to turn you into my bitch and make you my first family, man. Oh, dude, that's just sick.
This now concludes our transmission of Sheriff Says What's Up. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you've enjoyed your time with Sheriff and that you'll share this with your friends.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fire Weed Factory, premium Alaskan cannabis. Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary. Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Bing. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com.
Oh, we're recording? Oh shit, okay, I'm sorry. I got lost in fucking Trump mania. Inside my head. I fell asleep earlier during this podcast, like, god damn, this is the most exciting day of my life. And to think it's only gonna get more exciting as we go. This is just nuts. I don't know what to make of all this. This whole running for president thing, man. This whole Antichrist thing. This whole fake news thing. This whole Fox News thing. This whole... Everybody, man, just, like, this is nuts. Like, I'm still exhausted. But I slept for, like, 4 hours or something.
Oh, 4 hours? What?
Whew.
I just fucked it, though, dude.
Crap.
Man, you know...
Somebody had a wet wipe. I'm gonna need it.
I just...
Really need a wipe back?
I... It's not gonna be easy running against Trump. First things first, he seems like such a just great guy. Well, not according to fake news. I mean, if you listen to fake news, it's just like, so I'm all like, well, who is your president then? Beto? Sweaty Beto? Beto Beetle?
Is it all about his libido?
Like, who's gonna take the first swing out of the Trumps? Is it gonna be Junior and he's just gonna be like,
come on, bitch.
What this is really all about is our future generations, you know? Because I can sit here and I can obsess over, oh my god, when is Trump gonna start in on me?
You better bend over, Sheriff.
How long does that usually take?
About 30 minutes.
Does it take a few days for him to gather shit?
I just thought 30 minutes.
Is he a fan of me?
Sheriff, can I get your autograph?
He respects my opinion.
Okay, now you're hallucinating.
Is he gonna respect my authority? I'm on the sidelines, kind of looking from the outside in, and I'm wondering, like, how many people are going to actually support me, and how many people are going to actually support Trump? Because that's going to be a really hard call to make, right? He's already built up so much support that it's ridiculous, and I helped him, which is cool. Like, I don't want this to be easy. Are you kidding me? Like, come on, give me a challenge. You honestly don't believe that I'm in this because I think this is gonna be easy, do you? No. We're talking about Donald Trump, dude. He has taken out all fake news. Like, it's crazy. Like, this dude is just insane right now. Oh, it's right, all right, and I'm up for the challenge. Let's do this!